In Ottawa, Canada's capital, the big protest against pandemic restrictions is quieter today. A judge has ordered protesters to stop honking horns and using air horns for 10 days. Now, the noise at street level in Ottawa, where a lot of people live downtown, had been deafening. These protests have blocked streets and brought the city to a standstill for more than a week. Let's go to Tom Perry now. He's senior reporter for CBC News, and he's in Parliament Hill in Ottawa. Hi, Tom.
Hey, how you doing?
Tom, who are these protesters? You know, what are they saying and what signs are they putting up?
Well, the protesters come from really all different parts of Canada, all different types of people. This started as a truckers' convoy protest. So truckers upset about rules brought in by the federal government that required them to get vaccinated if they were going to cross the border from the United States or face quarantine when they cross the border. Now, on to that, there have been all kinds of causes and people who have latched themselves. You've got people who want to lift all vaccine requirements, all lockdowns, all kinds of mask mandates, everything like that. You've also got people calling for, let's say, much broader change. Some of the main organizers of this group have really called for the overthrow of the Canadian government. They've put out a manifesto saying that they want the Governor General, so the Queen's representative in Canada, to essentially replace federal and provincial governments and thereby override all the vaccine mandates from the federal and provincial level. So a very wide range of views, a very wide range of people here upset about vaccine mandates, upset about vaccine rules, and really upset with the government of Justin Trudeau.
Now, the local police chief has called this a siege of Ottawa. How have they paralyzed the city?
Well, I'm right in front of Parliament Hill right now, and I can tell you the street in front of Parliament Hill, Wellington Street, is just gridlocked. It's just full, a long line of trucks. You can hear they've started making speeches today. There's a couple of truckers revving their engines. A judge has told them not to honk their horns, so it is quieter than it has been in previous days. But right now, the noise is picking up a little bit. You're just not hearing very many trucks honking their horns, but you are hearing a lot of people speaking out. You're right. The police chief here has tried to shut this down. He says he doesn't have the officers to do it. The mayor, Jim Watson, has called on the provincial governments, the federal governments, to provide the city with another 1,800 officers to try to shut this down. We're waiting to hear what the federal and provincial governments say about that. We did hear from the police chief yesterday, Peter Slowly, saying that they're trying to cut off the fuel supply to the protesters here. Of course, they're idling their trucks. They've been bringing in canisters of diesel fuel and gasoline to run generators to keep things going. The police said that they were going to try to shut down that fuel supply. I have to say, we've been seeing a lot of people going through the crowd here carrying gas cans openly in front of police. In fact, more people have been bringing in gas cans to try to throw officers off the trail. I did speak to a protester yesterday. His name was Joey Murphy. He had an empty gas canister, but he said, I'll let you hear what he had to say. This is what he said to me when I asked him about the gas can that he was carrying. Maybe you can play that clip.
There will be fuel in these at some point in time. I will walk cups of Tim Hortons in one at a time. I will carry it in my mouth and spit it into their fuel tanks. These truckers aren't going anywhere. They will be fed and they will be fueled.
So he was talking about carrying a Tim Hortons cup there. I should let you know that Tim Hortons is a national chain of coffee shops. They're kind of like our Dunkin' Donuts. So he's saying
Tom,
that he's going to do anything
sorry
to keep these truckers going.
Cut you off. We got to run. Tom Perry, CBC News in Parliament Hill. Thank you.
Thank you.